Somebody rocking, knocking the boots. I'll give me some good love. Somebody rocking, knocking the boots.
K-A-Y-T, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. K-A-Y-T, praising the Lord.
This is God's Spoken Word with Prophet Johnson Lee Simpson, Jr. and Sister Luella Simpson of Alexandria, Louisiana. And now, today's broadcast.
Praise the Lord, everybody out there.
Amen.
All thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. This is the prophet and evangelist, Johnson Lee and Luella, coming to you one more time, one more time. We are glad to be here one more time, one more time.
Amen.
Pray, baby, pray, pray, pray.
Lord, we thank you for another day that the Lord has made.
Yes,
we're
yes,
going to
yes.
rejoice and be glad in this day. Thank you for everything you already done for us, what you keep on doing
yes,
for us,
yes,
how you
yes.
keep on blessing us. Bless all the real true saints in a special way.
Yes.
All the backsliders, the drug addicts, the prostitutes. Give them all a mind
yes,
to be
Lord,
saved.
Yes, Lord.
All our children, grandchildren, great-grand, little ones, all a mind to be saved. We crying out for soul one by one, name by name. You know who they are. Don't let them rest. Don't let them get no peace till they come to you one by one. Bless all the Marie family. Comfort their heart. Take them through in Jesus' name. All these blessings we're asking in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for my husband.
Thank God for my wife. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that powerful prayer coming from my wife. Praise the Lord. And the message this morning, praise the Lord, is, do you have the Holy Ghost?
Holy Ghost. Yes, sir.
I said, do you have the Holy Ghost? I didn't ask you what your religion's. I didn't ask you what church you belong to. I didn't ask you what's your denomination. I didn't ask you, are you a preacher? Are you a choir member? I didn't ask you, were you a deacon, a Sunday school teacher? Good God Almighty. I didn't ask you, were you a bishop, a prophet? But I asked you, do you have the Holy Ghost? Good God Almighty. Hey, there's so many out there, they are preaching, and they are going here, and they are going
Amen.
There. And they're trying to do God's work, without the Holy Ghost. They out there laying hands and they teaching, thank you, Jesus. And they saying this and they saying that, good God of mine, and they run a revival, but they don't have the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So the question is, do you have the Holy Ghost? Have you spoke with tongues? Have you been baptized in Jesus' name? According to Acts 2:38, do you have the
Holy Ghost?
The Holy Ghost from on high. It come to lead us and guide us to all truth. Hallelujah. Preachers, you can't lay hands. You can't lay hand on nobody without the Holy Ghost. God Almighty. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You can't raise the dead. You can't heal the sick. You can't unstop the blind eye except you got the Holy Ghost. That's why Jesus told the disciple in St. Luke 24, go and tarry in Jerusalem until you receive power on high. Good God, which is the Holy Ghost. And they went up there in the second chapter, Acts, and the Bible said they were all there and one accord. And all of a sudden, as a mighty rush of wind, hallelujah, tongues are fire. Good God of mine. And tongues, good God of mine, fell on them. And they begin to speak with tongues. Good God Almighty, do you have the Holy Ghost? That's why men can't stay away from these women. They don't have the Holy Ghost. That's why a woman can't stay at home. She don't have the Holy Ghost. Oh, thank you, Jesus. That's why they run to the wine bottle, and they run to the reefer, and they run to the dope. Good God Almighty, and they got to get a sip. Why they don't have the Holy Ghost? Somebody said, I need this in for my nerves. I need to drink a little bit to calm my nerves. Somebody said, I'm going through something, and I got to have me some high to make me high. Well, brother and sister, you need the Holy Ghost. Somebody said, I lost my loved one. My son got killed. I lost my mama. I lost my father. I lost my wife, and I need comfort. And the Bible tell me, hallelujah, come to me. All you that labor and heavy laden, and I give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me. Good God Almighty. But in order to do all this, you got to have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is that power Jesus sent down. That's why he told him in the book of St. John, I'm going to send back a comfort. You're going to need some help now. Because I got to go. But I'm going to send you back a helper, which is the comfort, which is the Holy Ghost. Good God Almighty, so many of them out there, they're going here. They're on the internet. They're on MySpace. Good God Almighty, they're on YouTube. They're on Instagram. They're writing books. Good God Almighty, and they're traveling here, and they're on the television, but they don't have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost got power. Power over the devil. Power over sin. Power over sickness. They don't have the Holy Ghost. And my question is, do you have the Holy Ghost? Romans 8:9. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwells in you. Watch this. I'm finna say something. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, which is the Holy Ghost, he is not of his. Good God. So if you ain't got the Holy Ghost, you're not of his. He don't own you. Can you picture the daddy tell the son, you ain't none of mine, sir. Good God Almighty. Can you picture the mama telling the child, you're not mine. I don't own you. Well, that's where it is. But the Lord is saying this morning to a lot of you church folks, sir, he don't own you because you don't have his spirit dwelling in you. But the Bible said, greater than he, good God Almighty, that's in you, that he's in the world. Now the Bible said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Good God Almighty, and his righteousness, and all these things are going to be added to you. You're trying to do too much. You're trying to do so much. It's good to do good. It's good to travel and preach. It's good to spread the word. It's good to be a witness. But you got to have the Holy Ghost. That's your helper. That was your power.
Yes.
Jesus said in Acts 1:8, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come up on you. Power to walk right. Power to live right.
Amen.
Power to dress right. Power to think right. Power to love right. Power to do right. Power to walk right. Good God Almighty. Do you have the Holy Ghost? And one thing I found out, love my wife, Louella, could tell you, hallelujah, we got the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
We demonstrate all time in our home, one to another. That Holy Ghost is powerful. Peter. That Holy Ghost is the greatest gift on earth. I don't care what nobody says. Do you have the Holy Ghost? And then without the Holy Ghost, you can't go back with Jesus.
Amen.
Without the Holy Ghost, hell, you're going to lift up your eyes. Without the Holy Ghost, when you come back, when the trumpet sound, good
praise
God,
the word,
when you come back with the angel, I shut down, and he's going to call the people, and he's going to blow that trumpet. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you can't answer the trumpet because you ain't got no power. But the Bible said the same spirit quickened Jesus Christ, raised him from the dead, will also quicken your mortal body. Do you have the Holy Ghost? Hit it, baby, hit it.
Do you have the Holy Ghost?
Woo!
Yes, I got it. Been baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost, ever speaking in tongues. Walk holy, talk holy. He said, be holy. Mm-hmm. He's the Holy God. I'm holy. I know how to dress holy. I know how to walk holy. I know how to cover up myself. I know how to look like a holy woman of God. God is calling for holiness. Tell my people I'm coming. Tell them to take on my name, get baptized in my name because I died for you. He waiting with his arm wide open, said, come, my people.
Yes.
He loves you. We love you. We crying out for your soul.
Yes.
Come on, get saved. That's not hard.
Uh-huh.
That's the best thing happened when I got saved and started living for Jesus.
Uh-huh.
I tell you, I'm happy every day.
Yes, you're happy.
I got joy down in my sanctified soul. I got peace. I ain't worried about nothing because God said he's going to take care of me. He supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. Women, it's time to come out of them pains. It's time to stop cutting your hair. It's time to stop dyeing your hair. Come out of that lipstick. Come out of that makeup. Look like a holy woman of God. Stop wearing those britches so tight you can't hardly walk.
Uh-huh.
God said, be holy. You got to be holy, women. You got to look like a holy woman, man of God. God's calling for holy.
Yes, yes,
he's holding her hair.
Yes.
Look like a Jezebel.
Yeah,
come on, just holy. Come on, walk holy.
Uh-huh.
Cover up your bosom.
Uh-huh.
Cover up yourself. Look like holy. He said, be holy. Hallelujah!
Whoa.
Be holy! Thank you, Jesus!
Shout out to God, preacher.
Jesus!
God,
Jesus.
God be holy. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, shout out, brother. And the Bible says in Acts 5 and 32, and ye are his witness, watch this, of these things. And so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God had given to them that obey him.
Preach
he gave the Holy Ghost to the one that obey Jesus. Him. 1 Peter 1:15-16 said, be ye holy, for I'm holy. Could be ye
medicine.
Said, be holy in all manner of conversation. Somebody said, well, it ain't what you put on your body. You's a lie. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody said, well, God don't look on the outside. God look on everywhere. You have your holy inside, your holy outside.
Preacher.
That's why a lot of these sisters, they done went back into the closet where they used to dress holy, Louella. Where they used to look holy and sanctify and righteous. Now they went into the closet. They done put on the tight pants. They done put on the makeup. They done put on the jewelry. Cut God Almighty. They done put on the tight clothes. But they still say they're holy. No, you not. For the Bible said, I shut down. We should know how to possess our vessel in sanctification and honor. Cut God Almighty. We got to live holy. We got to walk holy. We got to do holy. We got to act holy. Thank you, Jesus. We got to carry ourselves in a holy way. Do you have the Holy Ghost?
Thank you, Jesus. Do you have the Holy Ghost?
Paul told it. Ephesus, Paul went to, in the 19th chapter of Acts, y'all need to read that. When Paul went to Ephesus, he found certain disciples. He asked them a question. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? They told Paul, we don't know what the Holy Ghost is. We don't know but what is the Holy Ghost. Paul told them, how were you baptized? That's why baptism is so important. They told Paul we were baptized in the baptism of John. Paul told him, good God Almighty, that John baptized just by repenting. Then Paul went on and told him, you got to be baptized in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And they got baptized in Jesus. It's right there in 19th Acts. Hallelujah. The first to the seventh verse. And they got baptized in Jesus' name. And Paul laid hands on them. And they was all filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied. And spoke in tongues. That's what I'm saying, sisters and brother. You got to have the Holy Ghost. You can't sing without the Holy Ghost. For Paul said, no man,
Hallelujah.
No woman can say that Jesus is Lord, but by the Holy Ghost, you can't do nothing without the Holy Ghost. You can't understand the scripture without the Holy Ghost. The Bible says he led them out and have all of their understanding. Hallelujah. That they may understand the scripture. That's why he sent them to Jerusalem. So they get the Holy Ghost. You can't understand the scripture without the Holy Ghost. That's why these preachers and these pastors, they don't know how to teach Bible class.
Preach
they teach
the word.
These folks everything, but they don't teach them how to dress, how to act. Cut God in my high level shot now. The Holy Ghost will keep you out of the ball game. The Holy Ghost will keep you out of sports. The Holy Ghost will keep you from going to the wrong place. The Holy Ghost will lead you and guide you and teach you. The Holy Ghost
will give you power. Preach the word.
God in my just shot now. The Holy Ghost will give you understanding. The Holy Ghost is love. The Holy Ghost will have you to reach out to your brother and sister everywhere. The Holy Ghost is kind.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost is love. Thank you, Jesus. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of Jesus Christ dwelling on the inside of you. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Ghost power. Holy Ghost power. They're preaching everything, but they're not preaching about the Holy Ghost. They're talking about the blessing plan. Jesus.
Praise the word.
They're talking about this and they're talking about that. They're going all down deeper. They're going over and way in the Bible. Oh, the Old Testament is good, but we're in the New Testament now. And what Moses did was all right. And Samson and all them, Elijah, those good in those days. But we in the New Testament, which is the new agreement, which is about Shatna, which is about Jesus Christ. We in salvation here. Thank you, Jesus. We are abundant in grace. Grace and mercy. Hashatta. That's why you got to have the Holy Ghost. You got to have the Holy
Praise
Ghost.
Hashatta.
You go back to heaven.
Hashatta.
The same spirit. Hashatta. Quicken Jesus Christ and raise him from the dead. But also, quicken your mortal body.
Thank you, Jesus.
You got to have the Holy Ghost to go to heaven. And you got to have the Holy Ghost to plead the Lord. You got to have the Holy Ghost
Praise
to be effective.
That.
You got to have the Holy Ghost to reach people's power. Power. Holy Ghost
Hallelujah.
Power. Power. Holy Ghost power. Cause shut up.
Jesus.
We go now. We go. We love you.
Amen.
But the question is,
do you have the Holy Ghost?
You've been listening to God's Spoken Word with Prophet Johnson Lee Simpson Jr. and Sister Luella Simpson, trailblazers for Jesus. You can correspond with them at P.O. Box 8321, Alexandria, Louisiana 71301, or phone them at 919-394-8262. Be sure to join us next time for God's Spoken Word. KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. J-O-F-M. Don't start now. Praising him.
So many times we feel lost. Because we've strayed away or somehow lost our way. And you feel that what you've done, you cannot recover from. But remember the word says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Forgive me, Lord, it's me again. Forgive me, Lord, it's me again. I've disobeyed your word. I've slipped out of your will. Regretful I stand. Yeah.